नमो ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय गुरुदेव श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी के नाम नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचार निर्विशेष शून्यवादे पाश्चात के देशाचार्य हैं Srila Prabhupada, I was recently listening to a room conversation during which you were speaking about the Indian freedom fighter, Subhas Chandra Bose, and how he played a primary role in the departure of the British from India, resulting in Indian independence in the 40s. I had heard you say this before, but never really understood how it came about, particularly since given in the West, Mahatma Gandhi is chiefly credited with the liberation of India. But recently I learned that while pre-independence Indian politicians compromised with the British and maintained the status quo, Netaji, fearless leader, was always adamant that the British should leave India. During World War II, he organized a provisional government of a free India in Singapore and recruited an Indian national army of 60,000 volunteers from Indians abroad. In a bold move, he then declared war against the British, and with the cooperation of Japanese forces, led his army to attack India in the hopes of routing the British. Although outnumbered, Netaji's army won several battles on Indian soil, and it had the British and American forces surrounded in Manipur and under siege. But then, heavy monsoon rains came and the supplies got restricted. And then Netaji's army was forced to retreat, and its soldiers were then imprisoned by the British. Until then, the British had kept quiet the existence of this outlawed army and its invasion for fear of an uprising in India. To control the political sentiments in Bengal, the British had even created an artificial famine that resulted in the starvation deaths of about 4 million people. When the leaders of Netaji's Indian National Army were then brought to Delhi to stand trial, the news of the army and its exploits created an uproar and overwhelming support for the prisoners. Hundreds of members of the Indian Royal National Army mutinied, took over numerous warships, and arrested their British officers. The Royal Army, in turn, was called out to quell the uprising, but again, manned predominantly by Indians, did nothing to respond. The British were shaken. Without the allegiance of 1 million Indians in the British military, England's hold on India crumbled. Faced with violent overthrow of their government, the British eventually left. In contrast, Gandhi's nonviolence was apparently welcomed by the British, who hoped it would ensure their continued domination of India, overtly or covertly. Srila Prabhupada, you asserted that the British left India due to this declaration of war by Netaji and his army, rather than because of the compromises between Indian and British politicians. Perhaps drawing on this event, you instructed us that success in Krishna consciousness is contingent upon us declaring war against Maya. Like the long Indian struggle for independence, our souls are yearning for freedom from the miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease. In ignorance of our eternal situation, we have been subdued under Maya's domination for countless years while being subject to the threefold miseries. And like the British Royal Military, composed mostly of Indians, keeping all of India enslaved, our very own senses and mind, absorbed in mundane pursuits, keeps our souls shackled. But you, taking shelter of the instructions of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur and Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, engage yourself constantly in serving Lord Krishna by hearing, chanting, and preaching his glories, and attacking the strongholds of Maya. You created an army of inspired followers, the Hare Krishna movement. We were in ignorance, but you have called us to arms. Let us ponder this lesson today, and that making compromises and deals with Maya won't result in our liberation. Let us take up the Hare Krishna mantra as our cry, with your books as our bombs, and Gulab Jamans as our bullets. Srila Prabhupada, you are our fearless leader. Hare Krishna.
right. Dear Srila Prabhupada, I'm sorry that I cry every year trying to give an homage. It's just that I miss you so much. And I wish you were here. I didn't get initiated until 1976. And then you left the very next year. And so I never had any personal association with you. And I'm so fortunate that over the years I've been able to read the books written by your disciples that did have personal association, and I've been able to read all of your books, and I've been able to read the books written by your devotees, and all these ways I've come to know you, see all the films, and I just feel so fortunate that you've come here. And I just want to say thank you so much, and please help me to become a devotee.
विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमतीभक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवीं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्यदेशतरिणे ओम अज्ञान्तिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. डियर श्रील प्रभुपाद, ऑन दिस मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस डे ऑफ योर अपीयरेंस आई वॉन्ट टू टेक फुल शेल्टर ऑफ योर लोटस फीट. आई रिकॉल द फर्स्ट विजिट व्हेन आई सॉ यू एट द टेम्पल on Henry Street in Brooklyn in 1972. Although you were taking rest, at that time, when you learned that some families wanted to see you, you immediately called us into your room. I was very impressed to see the simplicity and the transcendental knowledge you possessed. I'm so thankful to you from the bottom of my heart for giving Krishna consciousness to my whole extended family. I cannot imagine my life without your instructions. You showed us the very simple and right path by which we can attain the ultimate goal of life. All your temples are embassies of your transcendental world, where the Krishna consciousness is spread, distributed free of charge. ISKCON is slowly but certainly making progress. All the devotees are working in unison to make ISKCON in every street and corner of this world. This is only possible by your grace and mercy. In Kali Yuga, there are so many impediments. As Maya Devi is so strong, your blessing is the only shelter by which I can progress in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, you are the perfect saint in this dark age. Only because of your mercy, thousands and thousands of families all over the world are chanting, distributing Krishna Prasadam, reading transcendental literature, and participating in spreading Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada, you are the eternal truth of Krishna Prem. Although I am the most fallen soul, you have allowed me to catch the glimpse of His truth, and it has overwhelmed me with love for you. My only prayer is that I may become a fully surrendered soul at your lotus feet. Your most fallen insignificant servant, Kevalida. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Dear Srila Prabhupada, I wanted to talk and share some of my experiences over the last year. And one of the realizations that I had is that in this material world, we make so many people, we call them great men. And when, as I traveled and I meet so many people in government and business, and they're all talking about so many great men, But the proof of their greatness is nothing. They haven't accomplished anything. They've actually made this world a hellish place by all their advancement and all their progress. And when I was traveling and seeing so many devotees all over the world, this is the proof of your work, and that they are so happily, even though now you've been gone so long physically, when I travel, I'm thinking that I'm going to find shambles of places that you left behind, just like we travel to Greece and we see ruins of these great empires. But your empire is growing. It is so many new people coming, so many young people, and even in Eastern Europe, so many very old people are coming because they are seeing, by your mercy, the absolute truth. You have given us Krishna, which is such a gift that no one has ever given. I want to encourage the devotees here to think that actually your work has just started. That when you travel the world, there's so much suffering and so much misery, and that the only solution is the solution that you've given us is Krishna consciousness and becoming servants of Krishna and giving up our own internal desires. I thank you for everything you've given us, and I look forward to serving you in the future. Hare Krishna.
Some people in the kitchen that are absorbed in getting the offering out, so we'll have to wait for them. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my following obeisances at your lotus feet. The mercy of Mahaprabhu is manifest most powerfully in you, for you have taken all risks, material and spiritual, to deliver us in the West, the fallen souls utterly enthralled by Maya Sukha, the illusory advancement of civilization. How Prabhupada translated that phrase. Maya Sukha means literally just illusory happiness, but he called it the illusory advancement of civilization. Although you departed from this world, you left behind for us a priceless legacy. At the same time, we find that we cannot really take possession of this inheritance until we also become worthy of it. Wonderfully, you have also left for us all necessary means to become worthy. We only need to take them up. With each passing year since your departure, it becomes clearer to me that the potency of your legacy remains undiminished. This has always given me hope, even in trying times. You warned us clearly of trying times to come. You stated for us the lesson of history. In your purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 4:28-48, you wrote, "The main business of human society is to think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead at all times, to become his devotees, to worship the Supreme Lord, and to bow down before him. The Acharya, the authorized representative of the Supreme Lord, establishes these principles. But when he disappears, things once again become disordered. Sure enough, that has happened. And in your name, people have advanced many schemes to try to fix things. Some in frustration and anger even seek remedies in the civil or criminal courts. Others, more mildly disposed, seem mostly irresolute and ineffective. However, in the same place in Bhagavatam, you told us the factual remedy to the disorder. Quote, "The perfect disciples of the Acharya try to relieve the situation by sincerely following the instructions of the spiritual master." You added, "At the present moment, practically the entire world is afraid of rogues and non-devotees. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement has started to save the world from irreligious principles. Everyone should cooperate with this movement in order to bring about actual peace and happiness in the world." The Acharya has a mission, and you said, a devoted disciple of the spiritual master would rather die with the spiritual master than fail to execute the spiritual master's mission. You continued, it is the duty of the disciples to take charge of the mission of the spiritual master and execute it properly. Otherwise, the disciples should decide to die along with the spiritual master. In other words, to execute the will of the spiritual master, the disciple should be prepared to lay down his life and abandon all personal considerations. You explain that this sincere dedication to following the instructions of the spiritual master is called Vani Seva. By Vani Seva, the disciple receives direct guidance from the Supersoul. You wrote, when one becomes serious to follow the mission of the spiritual master, his resolution is tantamount to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As explained before, this means meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the instruction of the spiritual master. This is technically called Vani Seva. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states in the Bhagavad Gita commentary on the verse Vyavasa Atmika Buddhir Ekeha Kuru Nandana that one should serve the words of the spiritual master. The disciple must stick to whatever the spiritual master orders. Simply by following on that line, one sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, Srila Prabhupada, you made the matter clear and simple and easy to understand. And yet it seems to many not to be so clear and simple. Now devotees conjure many different instructions out of your words. Some claim to find subtle directions that they alone have the power to understand. I have always found, Srila Prabhupada, that you have a genius for clarity. I have been present on several occasions when you made your point so strongly, simply, and clearly that no one there had the slightest doubt about what you meant. This clarity of teaching is one of your great qualifications. Yet now I find myself quite startled to see how many people seem to have forgotten this. Once in an unforgettable conversation with me, you put to rest my grave doubt and made it unsurpassably clear what it means to follow your order. On Henry Street in Brooklyn, you were describing to Balavanta Prabhu and me how in the future Krishna conscious devotees would gain great material power, which we would use to vanquish demons and firmly establish Krishna consciousness. Your words, however, put me in no little distress. I knew only of bad incidences in history of the union of religion with political power. I decided this was the time for me to gather my courage and give voice to my misgivings. This is the conversation that took place, much as I remember. Ravindra Swarup Das, Srila Prabhupada, you envision a time when devotees will run whole countries and command armies. Srila Prabhupada, yes. Ravindra Swarup Das, then how, in these conditions, can we be sure that we won't become demons? Srila Prabhupada, chant 16 rounds a day and follow the four regulative principles. Ravindra Swarup Das, and that's enough? Srila Prabhupada, yes, that's enough. This put a complete end to my doubt. I was very happy, Srila Prabhupada, that you didn't say something a little fuzzy or abstract like, always be Krishna conscious. Rather, your answer was very simple, concrete, precise. You gave numbers. You cited observable behavior. What could be clearer? Furthermore, you were calmly and completely confident. That's enough. I have found it useful to add only one small and it seems obvious explication. We obviously need to follow your simple directions consistently. We need to follow and to chant in a sustainable way. This means that we must chant the holy name, as you have said, on the clearing stage. In other words, we must chant the holy name while diligently trying to give up offenses. Follow the four regulative principles and chant 16 rounds a day. This is your core instruction. Only if we follow this instruction carefully will we be able to understand and execute properly all your other instructions. Later, when the predicted disorder began and many leaders and would-be leaders fell away from the path, I deduced that there had to be some failure, some compromise in following your core teaching. Time proved this conclusion correct. Today, Srila Prabhupada, I wish to express my deep gratitude for the gift of your teaching. I believe in you totally. I know that whatever of what you have said or written, I still don't understand with realized knowledge, that will become clearly known to me in time if I persist in strictly following your simple core directions. I am confident that by following these instructions, I will be guided by the Lord in the heart. Today, I wish to renew and intensify my commitment to your Vani Seva, and I pray that by your mercy, you keep my vow firm and consistent, and that you do the same for all who wish to be your followers, and by so doing, save the world. Your most unworthy servant, Ravindra Swarup Das.
Hare Krishna. I've not had the good fortune to have seen Srila Prabhupada, but I sense and I feel his power every time I come here to the temple. The service I do at the temple and what I give to the temple is very little, but what I have gotten out of the temple and from his teaching is very great. I've learned something very simple, but it's very, very important. I've learned to come to the temple and just be happy to see Krishna and not come here and ask him for this and that and that and this, which is what I think I used to do every time I went to the temple. As I had said once before, I remember even coming to a temple once and saying, please Krishna, change the capital of Bangladesh to Calcutta, because that's what I had put on my test. Thank goodness it was a long time ago. But ridiculous things, important things, I mean, I've always been asking, but now I've learned to come here and just say thank you, and so that is what I wanted to say. So, Hare Krishna.
Anyone else? Yes? Anything before addressing Srila Prabhupada? Offer a special? Put your hands up. Srila Prabhupada, may I offer my obeisances to you, servant of Lord Krishna, Jagat Guru. On this day, your disciples glorify you, offering flowers, incense, bowing down, and their hearts always wish to be true. You have broken the spell of the illusionary energy for us, saving from a world of sin and demise. You travel to the Western world at such an advanced age to preach the glories of the golden avatar, Lord Chaitanya, at such you are such a true sage. Your energy was limitless, You translated volumes of books for us to read. It is by your grace only that we know of the Supreme Personality. You gave us descriptions of the spiritual world. Your books illuminated our minds. You enlightened us of a world far beyond time, a place where every step is a dance, every word a rhyme. Dear Swamiji, a place our hearts were dying to find. You're always solemn, peaceful, so brave. In your presence, even the unruly behave. You're so extraordinary, exalted. Your manner was that of a full spectrum. You were gentle and kind, understanding, stern and adamant. Your convictions were conclusive. Your cognizant, unparalleled. You were the greatest preacher. May I somehow learn to serve those who are your servants. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada.
Vishnuvidaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimakte Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvasesha Sunyavati Paskasha Deshta Samane. Srila Prabhupada, it's very humbling to sit here among all of your disciples and your secondary disciples, your grand disciples, knowing how dedicated they are, knowing how they serve so unflinchingly, and knowing how they just continue steadfastly to serve you. 2 years ago, I sat here and promised you my dedication to Philadelphia, to put aside my fears and insecurities and comparisons, and just to stand strong and try to be courageous and serve Philadelphia with the needs as we felt, as the devotees expressed. Sometimes when we think about roofs and bathrooms and temple support committees, we think, is this a distraction? Worrying about communication, worrying about cooperation, worrying about the image of our temple. When we look at the devotees who have come yesterday and all week preparing for Janmashtami, preparing for today, we know the devotees will serve you anywhere. They don't need a new roof. But yet our intelligence dictates that we're not here just for us. We're here to invite others who may not come because our paint is chipping or because our bathrooms are not up to code. So forgive us, or forgive me, for putting so much focus on trying to be a cheerleader, trying to encourage and inspire. Forgive me for not reading more, for not chanting better rounds, for not recognizing 17 years ago that as much as I thought I was ready to be a disciple, forgive me for not really taking what my heart was telling me and saying, all right, I'm ready, here I am. Give me that sword, let me go into battle. I thought I did that, but I carry too much baggage. And when we look at these soldiers in Baghdad, if they had as much baggage, they'd never be able to dedicate their days as they are serving. So as the devotee said today, we are in the battle against Maya. And I would like to reconfirm my pledge. This year I'd like to continue to support the devotees. I'd like to continue to support Rathayatra. it seems so impossible that every time I want to run away from it, Krishna brings another Jayananda, a modern-day Jayananda, in the form of so many great devotees, and you know who you are. And these devotees come right at that moment when we're ready to run. Say, I can't do this. How can this possibly happen? But yet, as was spoken today, there is definitely a conviction that we know it will happen because of your mercy, Srila Prabhupada. You taught us we're in America, we must do great things. So my pledge to you is a renewal of that faith and conviction that you will provide what we lack. My conviction and my focus for this year is to become less of a cheerleader with the pom-poms and more of a devotee. Because I think, as was spoken today, the maturity is necessary. As much as we want to continue to be childlike, it's necessary that we take up that responsibility that you have given us to grow up and become that devotee that is teaching by example. So my pledge is to become more studious, to be able to answer the questions when devotees ask me titles of chapters and test me. I challenge my friends and devotees here to challenge me to read those 30 pages every day, to chant really good rounds, and to follow the regulative principles to a T. And it seems to be that you wanted us to follow the small things, all those fine details in your instruction. So I pledge this year to not neglect the temple and the next projects, but to become a better and stronger devotee spiritually, so that maybe it would require less work to be able to do so much more for you, Srila Prabhupada, and for Philadelphia. One of the first verses I was taught by my spiritual master was austerity of speech consists of speaking words that are truthful, beneficial, and pleasing to others. And to always quote the Shastra. You, Srila Prabhupada, reminded us that eloquence is truth spoken succinctly. So this is another project of mine, another mission for me this year, to speak from the heart with that brevity and eloquence. So I thank you so much for teaching us to have the courage, even though we know we're not qualified, but to do it anyway, because this army needs soldiers. And I ask you for your blessing on all of us, so that when we go out on September 23rd, in this 40th year of ISKCON's existence, that Philadelphia recognizes that we are a force to be reckoned with. So thank you for your blessings. Hare Krishna.
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminata Namini Namaste Sarasati Devi Gaurani Pachami Nivishesha Srimavadi Vasa Chade Satwane Vancha Kalpa Duva Stavaki Vasa Nivya Vistavati Dvamina Vaishnave Maha Namaha. The last few days I got some nice realizations of what Prabhupada has given us. Mostly I see a lot of new people and young people coming up who are actually much more competent than those of us who were in the so-called early days. And at the same time, I was trying to understand how come it is that those of us old still and feeling some body decrepitude, Prabhupada. We're still being called upon to do so much, especially in the physical level. You know, I was thinking, like, when Prabhupada came to this country, he was 70 years old. Yeah. This year I'll be 62, right? So that means 8 more years of decrepitude, I would be like, you know, his age. So I can see that his glorious body is actually must have been very transcendental to do all that he did. You know, devotees told me that early in 26 Second Avenue, when I first was having some of the young men stay with him, and they were mostly hippies, they would take rest, and then Prabhupada would wash their clothes so that they would be clean for them in the morning, trying to, you know, teach the cleanliness and things, and that he did everything, you know. He was cooking, he was washing the pots, and he waited, and then finally, you know, someone said, "Well, can I help you, Prabhupada?" And then Prabhupada would engage them in some help. Yes, you can wash a pot, you can do this, you can do that, you know. So as our movement expands, there's even going to be more and more service to do. So I'm really seeing that the greatest blessing is that Prabhupada is sending so many young people with confidence, they're intelligent, they're focused, you know. And if we're not very organized to properly engage you, then please work at it to see how you can find some service at the shelter of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. Sometimes I think I'll tell you a little story. One morning I was dressing the deities, maybe like about a year ago, and a devotee that's been in our community a long time, Vishnu Radhanam, he's here. He'd been dressing Lord Jagannath for many years, and his wife's so nice that Lord Jagannath arranged, while she had health problems, that he'd personally take care of her. You know, it's like Lord Jagannath's personal servant was sent because she's such a great Sankirtan devotee, I think. So I was watching him one morning, I was dressing Radhashar Vihari, and he was dressing Lord Jagannath. He was kind of like coming in. He kind of like, seems like he's moving slow, but he can get done 10 times more than anybody else in the same amount of time, you know. He's listening to a tape, kind of laughing sometimes, you know. And I could understand, like, Krishna's a person, and he's very appreciative of service. And I think that when you have somebody that you're used to, you know, if you have somebody that you're used to having around you, you're comfortable with them. You, you know, somebody new comes, they can be so qualified, but there isn't that sort of same comfort level. So I think that Krishna and Srila Prabhupada, they may find some comfort in some of us old people, but really we're in material bodies, so I really invite you all, please come, outshine us, do it so much better. Prabhupada will give great blessings to you and your family and all the way down the line. Because this is meant to go on forever and ever. We have to take our place. So, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. There are so many devotees of Srila Prabhupada here who have seen him, have served him, have took initiation from him. I feel really unqualified. But I come from as a karmi, to see how Srila Prabhupada has broken the ego and the smartness of little bit learned Indians. So that is the group I am representing. For 26 years ago, before I knew anything about Srila Prabhupada or ISKCON, it was very easy. You go to a temple, you put a couple of rupees, You spend 5 minutes, you come back, you are done. You are a devotee. Srila Prabhupada, you made it so difficult. Now you have, people have to do chant, people have to do service, people have to do dedication. And so thank you so much for making it service oriented, breaking the ego of my group, the little learned, smug Indian Hindus. Although I haven't seen you personally, I do see you every day in Philadelphia temple when the little girls dance in front of the Lord. When Mother Janice calls, are you coming to volunteer tomorrow? When Drona does this, and the sincerity that is overflowing through these devotees, it's like the, as you used to say, Krishna is the generic power station. And you are that 220,000 volt line bringing that power to ordinary souls, human beings here, so that I see your power flowing through all these devotees around me, making me feel energized, sometimes pulling me out of going back to that material egoistic mentality. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Prajarini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatamani. Dear Srila Prabhupada, your spiritual master Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is quoted as having said that in the future people, even Westerners, will learn Bengali so that they can read Chaitanya Bhagavata. After having studied Bengali, I've begun to doubt whether this is true. Certainly, I think that in the future people will learn, people will be attracted to study Bengali. But the first thing that attracts them, I no longer believe will be the Chaitanya Bhagavata of Vrindavan Das Thakur. I believe it will be your Gita Gan, your Bengali translation of Bhagavad Gita, that will attract people to learning Bengali, to be able to read your translation of Bhagavad Gita in Bengali. Having studied that book, I was inspired to compose one short verse in glorification of you. Rachitao bhakti vedanta gitanuvada sundarao eka matri bhashayam gitara gana namaka idam kavyottamottama kavirajaya te namah. Two beautiful translations of Bhagavad Gita have been composed by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. One of them, O Prabhupada, is in your mother tongue, Bengali, by the name of Gita Gan. This translation is supreme among supreme poetry. Therefore, I offer my obeisances to you, the King of Poets. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
So now we have to conclude our offering of homages, and we have to prepare for Pushpanjali. Pushpanjali is a flowering offering to Srila Prabhupada. And we're going to have some flower petals passed out, and we will gather here near Prabhupada's Vyasasana. Are these Pushpanjali? I don't know what these flower petals are. Huh? Well, what are these? Well, let's take each of them away, because we don't want to offer the same thing twice. Right? Later. That's right. Hey, find me. So let's come close and take a handful of flower petals, because we're going to throw them at the feet of Srila Prabhupada. This is called Pushpanjali. And what we'll do
is we'll chant Srila Prabhupada's pranam mantras responsively, and at the end of his pranam mantras, I'll say the word Asia Pushpanjali. This is a flower offering, and then we will offer the flowers by flowing them to Srila Prabhupada, and then offer obeisances. And then we'll repeat this 3 times. Okay? So everybody get some flowers. I'd like to have some too. The flowers couldn't make it down this way yet. Okay. Remember, you have to throw 3 times, so either get enough flowers or be conservative with what you have. Let's get up close here. Are you ready? Roger, you don't have any flowers, huh? Where the flowers are not getting distributed here. Okay, so you say after me. Okay. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Keti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Punyavadi Poschatya Desatarane Esha Pushpanjali Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Again. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarane Esha Pushpanjali Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Kirti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Esha Pushpanjali Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Now we will have a Guru Puja, and also the deity to be worshipped here. We're going to do that. flowers to Srila Prabhupada during Guru Puja. You will also be handing out cookies, as Prabhupada used to do. But the first people to go to get the cookies must be children and mothers with children. Then everybody else. Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhata Sri Sadma Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma Bandhamui Shadham Mate Bandhavi Savadhana Mate Jahara Prashade Bhai E bhavatoriya jaye Jahar prashade bhaye E bhavatoriya jaye Krishna prapti hai jaha hode Krishna prapti hai jaha hode Padma Bhakya Chite De Kariya Aishya Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chite De Kariya Aishya Arnaka dihamane aasa Arnaka dihamane aasa Guru Sharane Rati Ese Uttamagati Shri Guru Sharane Rati Ese Uttamagati Jai Prasade Pure Sarva Asa Jai Prasade Pure Sarva Asa Kudandilo jadame jane prabhute Kudandilo jadame jane prabhute Dibba gyan rida prakatita Dibya Vyan Vidya Prakatita Prema Bhakti Jahate Abhidya Vinasya Jate Prema Bhakti Jahate Abhidya Vinasya Jate Bede Gai Jahara Charita Jahara Charita Sigur Kuruna Sindhu Asamajana Bandho Sigur Kuruna Sindhu Asamajana Bandho Lokana Lokera Jivana Lokana Lokera Jivana Haha Prabhu Kararede Hamare Padatta Haha Prabhu Kararede Hamare Padatta Beja Sudhu Tribhuvana Prabhu Papa Vita Bhavana Oh, Haha Prabhu Korade Hamara Padaka Haha Prabhu Korade Hamara Padaka Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Debe Gauravani
Pracharine Nirvishesa Shunyavade Paschaccia De Chattarine Pracharine Nirvishesa Shunyavade Paschaccia De Chattarine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhulita Nanda Priyakta Gada Bhaktiva Dadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Oh, Krishna Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Prabhurtananda Priyate Sangadadha Sivapade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you.
kar kamala bore nakam adbhut singa garita heranya kasipo tan brenga ekagoteta nara hare rapa jay jag desh hare jay jagadish hare jay jagadish hare
Everybody for coming here today to honor Srila Prabhupada. Especially like to thank Ramanadev who took responsibility for the feast. Krishna Gada was also back there helping. He was supposed to go to work today. And Sangeeta was back there. I was a whole crowd. So many people. So Domini, did the decorations for the Vyasasana this year? Don't you like those peacocks, huh?
Yes.
They're really working. Who else do I need to? Anybody else? Okay. So if you just, they're in the middle of setting up to serve out to Prabhupada's feast, so we can take it easy a little bit and mosey on out there slow like, and they're ready to serve out. Okay. Thank you very much again. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. For what? Two more. Aurora and Arya family were also cooking. Thank you. Mahodri too, right? And cookies by Bhakta Ed. Thank you. Haribol.